Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Let me remind you, during the course of this broadcast, feel free to call in. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have you and have dialogue and discussion with you about the issue of today. We're going to be talking about Big Brothers Watching, forced mask and vaccinations on the way. Forced mask wearing and vaccinations on the way. How are you going to respond to that? What do we say to that as free citizens? How should we respond to being forced to wear a mask by letter of law or mandate by edict by the governors or the mayors? And then on top of that, the fast-tracking of forced vaccinations. Are we free as a people, as healthy citizens? Should we be forced to wear masks? Should we be forced to be vaccinated? Having some foreign material injected into our bodies on the premise that we may or may not be better as a result of it? How do you feel about that? Are you concerned about it? If the vaccinations were available today, the question is, would you be vaccinated? Would you rush to line up? And Bill Gates has already said, when the vaccination begins, somewhere between 750,000 and 1 million people would die. But then on his CNN interview, after he made that statement, he kind of smiled and laughed. He said, but what is that compared to the life savings that it could be for the whole world, or the preparation or the preservation of life for the whole world? Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with very serious times. We need to understand. I found a verse that I think is applicable in Colossians, the second chapter, in the 8th verse. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophies, that is, intelligences, and vain, that means empty, void, vacuous, no value, deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Of course, in the context, it's dealing with the false teachers trying to impose upon followers those things that were not truly authorized biblically or by Christ. But I think we can elicit some truth from that for where we are in society today and what is being attempted to be forced upon we the people as free citizens. I've done some massive investigation, analysis, and research on the subject of mask, forced mask, mask wearing by healthy people and the effects that it has. In fact, I'll not have time on the broadcast today, but in future broadcasts we will refer to it more. I'm looking at about a 50 or 60 page documentary. It's massive. It says healthy people should not wear face masks. The pandemic of bad science and public health misinformation on community wearing of masks. It's by Dr. Jim Meehan. The introduction of the article says, during the COVID-19 pandemic, public health experts began telling us to follow a number of disease mitigation strategies that sounded reasonably scientific, but actually had little or no support at all in scientific literature anywhere. Further, the article says, and I quote, As for the scientific support of the use of face masks, a recent careful examination of the literature in which 17 of the best studies were analyzed concluded that, quote, none of the studies established a conclusive relationship between mask wearing use and the protection against any influenza infection, end quote. Further, he says, keep in mind, no studies have been done to demonstrate that either a cloth mask or even N95 mask has any effect on transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Any recommendations, therefore, have to be based on studies of influenza virus transmission. The fact is, there's no conclusive evidence of their efficiency in controlling any flu virus transmission, end quote. And that was a statement by Dr. Russell Blaylock. And I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, from this massive, massive research by physicians that do not have any attachment to or do not have any potential financial gain from producing a vaccine or the sale of any mask. They are not connected with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they are not involved with World Health Organization, simply presenting truth. We'll be delving into the question of forced face mask wearing and vaccination. How do you stand on those two questions, those two issues, literally one issue but with two prongs? We're going to talk about that today on Let's Face the Issues. And as we talk about issues, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, it's from a central biblicist worldview. I've had people say, well, what does it mean, a central biblicist worldview? It means that what we say and what we do is rudimentary and fundamentally found in the Word of God. What does God's Word say? How should we respond? What should we do based on the authoritative truth book called the Bible? Ladies and gentlemen, I commend it to you. It's called The Written, Revealed, Inspired, Infallible, Inerrant Word of God. In fact, Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, Jesus says definitively, thy word is truth. So we run the risk of being out in Netherland, as I would call it, when you get outside the peripheral, outside of the fundamentals of thus saith the word of God. We need to stick to what God's word says in relationship to life and living and what is called truth. It was George Orwell many years ago that made a pretty dogmatic statement, not too bad coming from what was then just a secularist. He says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see today, ladies and gentlemen, taking place. There are those that will disagree with, vehemently challenge what I say or what others say, that simply speaking the truth, wanting to communicate the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, if the foundations be destroyed, what are the righteous to do? The psalmist said in Psalms 11:3. It is imperative that we understand the freedom of our nation is on the line. The freedoms that we enjoy today ought to be preserved for future generations. What we've enjoyed for 244 years in America ought not to be allowed to be destroyed by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the loose, likes, lost left, as I call them. In fact, they are putting on a face, if you watched any of their convention this week, which I could barely tolerate a few minutes at the time, but they're putting on the face of religiosity and spirituality in just about every one of their speakers. But the Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalted that lifts up, glorifies a nation, but sin is a reproach. It means to dishonor, it means to shame, it means to insult, is a reproach to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about where we're going, because if we continue the trek that we're on today, we will no longer be free as a nation, and therefore we will not have the religious liberties and the freedom of speech as we know them today. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, may I say again, if we lose the constitutional republic called America, we will lose the liberties that we have for churches, for Christians, for the preaching of the word, and for the free speech we enjoy today. I noticed that as Barack Obama was speaking, there was scripted on the wall, and the wallpaper behind these speakers was designed to say, carry a message subliminally that did not have to be spoken. And on the wall behind Barack Hussein Obama, as he spoke about Joe Biden's candidacy, it had on the wall, writing the Constitution. What does it mean, writing the Constitution? The Constitution's already written. What they're meaning is they're rewriting our Constitution. But rather than saying rewriting, it just had on there that silent message, writing the Constitution. We're living in dangerous days, and we have barely 70 days now before we, the people, make a decision of whether or not we want a constitutional republic, or if we want a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris-led, socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist government. That's the choice we have as Christians. That's the choice we have as a free people. That's the choice we have as a constitutional republic. And the voting booth is the place that we carry out the revolution, not in the streets, but in the voting booth. And it is my prayer that God divinely intervenes and allows this election to be a free election and not a stolen election. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the fundamentals of what we need to do, and that is standing for truth. It was Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is that we seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That means even if we have to stand alone, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand for truth. There's some people that just cannot tolerate truth, some that just will not listen to truth, some that if you tell the truth, they will then want to attack the messenger, because they cannot handle the truth of the message, and so they will try to attack the messenger. That's what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, with the Communist, Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party. And all that they've said in their televised electronic convention was simply bashing President Trump. They have not postulated one thing, one platform, one thing they intend to change, one thing they intend to do in relationship to our national economy and the freedoms that we have in America. Now, we already understand what they're going to do. They've already spoken very loud and clear in past statements about what they plan to do. But they've not stated that in their stand before the public on the global stage with the DNC convention that was just televised this week. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you today, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries all of the hurricane preparedness equipment, including the generators by Honda. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment or about landscape equipment for the homeowner and for the professional. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. A good benchmark for that, ladies and gentlemen, is a gigantic flag. Flagpole standing about 165 feet there. Old Glory flying 24/7. Find the flagpole, the United States flag at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, Big Brother watching, forced mask wearing and forced vaccinations on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, just when does a free society cease to be free? Ponder that. When does a free society cease to be free? America today, we have witnessed. Let me just give you a whole litany of what we've witnessed, just as an overview cursory remark, to get into the subject of what we're talking about. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what we have today and what we're about to lose. Here's an article that says, before we lose this nation, Here's a reminder of our values. And this writer, August the 10th, states this: never ask a fish to describe water. Not because a fish can't talk, but because they have never known anything but water. Can you describe the American culture? Most importantly, can you defend the definitive values that have shaped us to this day? Right now, the American values are being denied and challenged more than ever in our history, and by people who are inside the walls of America, end quote. It's a wonderful, well-written article outlining what we're about to do in losing our values in America, the losing a nation because we're losing the values for our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give a litany of where we are and what has taken place just in the past 6 months in our great nation. And let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you agree with mask wearing, I want to hear from you. If you disagree with being forced to wear a mask, I want to hear from you. I want to know why you disagree. If you believe that vaccinations, it's being fast-tracked now. If you believe that the government should be able to call you in, stab you in the arm with a needle, give you that vaccination, although it will make Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation financially more wealthy than they are, be wonderful for them. Is that good for America? Should the vaccination be forced? Should it be a required entity or thing in our nation today? Here's where we are. Businesses across America were forced to close. And for those who have disobeyed Big Brother, for those who have challenged Big Brother, that is government, the governors, the mayors, on the basis of constitutional liberties, their power has been shut off, their water has been shut off, their business licenses have been canceled, all supposedly to protect the public because of COVID-19. The governor of New Jersey is perhaps the most egregious in that realm. The governor of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, is probably one of the more egregious ones. Governor Newsom in California, more egregious perhaps than the others. But they are all in the position, all of these governors of blue states, these that are the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic governors, they are the ones that are promulgating the forcing of the shutting down of business and to remain closed. Never mind the fact that we've had hundreds of thousands of mom-and-pop stores that have closed that will never reopen. We've had hundreds of thousands of businesses that are closed and have filed bankruptcy. We've had about 150,000 people that have died because of depression and a sense of hopelessness and helplessness, and they've committed suicide as a result of it, or they have died because of alcohol or drug misuse and overdose as a result of the shutdown in our nation. Secondly, ladies and gentlemen, our churches have been forced to close. Governors and mayors issuing their edicts that demand that the churches be closed, telling churches that you can't sing, you can't preach, and you can't do anything in relationship to having church services. It is egregious to understand those things that are taking place. Here's an article from Matt Stable with Liberty Council. It says, the pastors I discussed below have put everything on the line for Christ. Each one has been criminally charged or faced criminal charges in two cases. The parishioners also face criminal charges. They face massive fines and even prison, all for simply preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the case of the church members merely assembling to worship, and this is right here in the United States of America. And this is a statement now by Matt Staver, constitutional attorney with Liberty Counsel. He says, these are some of the questions that pastors are asking. Will police come and arrest me today? Will they handcuff me like a common criminal in front of my family and church members? Will my church be closed? Will my staff be arrested? Will my parishioners be arrested? Who will come and care for my flock if my church is closed while I'm in jail? Who will care for my family? When I leave home for church, will I return to be booked with a mugshot? Footnote by Matt Staver says, every day Liberty Counsel's client pastors are being forced to consider these harrowing questions. And he goes on with a whole litany of some of the cases, and it's just a small smattering of their cases. A pastor in California, persecuted this week, threatening daily criminal charges against anyone that assembles in the church. And they're being told they'll have a 1 year in jail, $1,000 per day fine. Kentucky, Dr. Jack Roberts, pastor of Maryville Baptist Church, issued equivalent to a 14-day house arrest just simply for attending church. Anybody attending church would be charged with criminal charges. Maine, Pastor Ken Graves, Calvary Chapel, 6 months in jail and fined $1,000 per violation by Janet Miles' COVID shutdown orders, she says. Virginia, Pastor Kevin Wilson, Lighthouse Fellowship Church, was criminally charged and threatened with a 1 year in jail and $2,500 fine just because he had 16 people in his church, never mind the fact his sanctuary would seat 293 people. Illinois Pastor Christian from the Elm Romanian Pentecostal Church, 30-day jail and fine and threatened for the city to seize and destroy the church building. Illinois Pastor Daniel Chu, Lugos Baptist Ministry, criminally charged and faced with 30 days in jail and also fined. Florida, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, the River Church of Tampa, was arrested, transported to the police station, booked, and issued two criminal charges, with each charge up to 6 months in jail, $2,500 fine, simply for assembling for worship in his church. Those things are taking place across America. They've not been abated. In fact, in some states and some municipalities, they have been increased with the hardening of the fines and the determination by the mayors and the governors in some of the states to force compliance from the pastors and the churches. Other things we're seeing, our citizens are told what to do, where to go, what we can do, what we cannot do, and of course, it's all for our safety. We need to understand that. And I'm saying that in irony because it's the first time in the history of America that it's been determined that we, the people, the citizens, we cannot take care of our own safety. We, the people, the citizens of the United States of America, as free people, do not know how to look out for our own medical well-being and our own health, that the government's got to come in and do it. It's the reason I'm calling it today. Big Brother is watching. They're watching over us. They're taking care. Big Brother has made the determination, the decision has been made by Big Brother, that their job, their major responsibility, not protecting our borders, not protecting us from terrorism in the nation and outside of the nation, but their responsibility now has been determined to be to make sure that we are smothered with the mothering of Big Brother to make sure that our health and safety concerns are taken care of by someone other than we the people, we ourselves. Citizens are now being fined just for having Bible studies in the home. That's in California. Governor Newsom has made the determination that not only is he going to force the churches to remain closed, but if you have Bible studies, i.e. church services in your home, then they're going to shut off the water and the power in your homes to prevent you from studying the Word of God, prevent you from meeting in your home. Even listen, they've even gone so far in California, if it is just your family that's meeting in your home, i.e. mom, dad, sons, and daughters meeting in their home to study the Bible, then that's been deemed as being illegal because of the fact that the government's got to protect us from COVID-19. And at the same time this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, you can burn Bibles in the street in Portland, Oregon. You can burn buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you can't have worship services. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens in California are told, and it's enforced by fines and fees and even the threat of jail, that they cannot walk on wet sand on the beach. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but in California, especially where Mayor Garcetti is the mayor in his town, that you cannot walk on the beach and walk on wet sand because wet sand can present the problem with COVID, but you can walk on dry sand. Never mind the fact that the beaches are shut down and you cannot have even have worship services on the beaches, as some have discovered, when they've gone by the hundreds to the beaches to have worship services since their churches cannot be open, and where they would sing and praise God and to have worship services. They've been told you can't do that. And it's by fiat, it's by order, it's by governmental interdiction that if you do not obey Big Brother, then they're going to come and get you. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, at the same time, the Black Lives Matter, the socialist, Marxist, communist organization, are free to rove the streets, to pillage, to burn, to vandalize, and to destroy buildings and to commit murders and destroy our national heritage statues and monuments. All of that's okay. They don't even have to wear masks. They don't have to social distance. That is okay, according to the left socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Communist organization. In fact, as some have said, it's a myth. It's not really taking place. Jerry Nadler made that statement on a public interview that you talk about the riots taking place. He said, well, that's just a myth. You talk about others that's in the socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic organization, and they turn their head. They look at it as not taking place at all. And ladies and gentlemen, why do they do that? Why is it that this is happening? It's the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats in Washington and in their blue states that are either silent or totally complicit in what is taking place that is illegal, with the anarchy taking place on a national scale. It's as simple as that. It's not a matter that it's taking them by surprise. It's a matter that they are part and parcel of the promulgation of it and allowing it to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, Big Brother is watching. And we're talking about the forced mask wearing and the future forced vaccinations by Big Brother. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to have dialogue and discussion about some of the things that's been said thus far in my monologue, please feel free to do so. Love to hear from you. Are you in compliance with the mask wearing? Do you believe it's okay? Do you believe that you can take a mask, jump it in your, the glove box in your car, pull it out, put it on, pull it out, put it on, get out of the car, put it on, take it, drop it back in the glove box of your car or in the door box in your door as you open the door, pick it up, rub your nose with it, put your hands on it, breathe that air. Is that good? Is that taking care of your health? Government says it's okay to do so. I am appalled by what would otherwise be known as intellectual people that's willing to be sheeple and follow what is being ordered by Big Brother. Now, don't you dare misunderstand me. COVID-19 is the Wuhan, China virus. It is a deadly virus. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I have enough evidence on my desk and my stacks and my research and the analysis that I've made from hundreds and hundreds of different of those in the as epidemiologists and those that are in the medical profession, those that are in the scientific research area, that I can state with absolute authority, without even being a physician, I can state to you that we have been lied to, we've been deceived, and the Wuhan China virus has been weaponized, and it's been weaponized for one person, and that's to attempt to destroy the reelection of Donald J. Trump November the 3rd. I've said dozens and dozens of times on this broadcast, by the end of November, the Wuhan China virus will be a thing of the past. By the end of November, the Wuhan China virus will not even be talked about by the Communist Network News or by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the others. Right now, they're living in a state of hysteria, causing fear to be spread in America to force we the people to bow, to bend, and to submit to the mask wearing and to the future receiving of the vaccination that Bill and Melinda Gates will have put into the arm of every citizen in the United States of America, and yay, even on a global basis. That's their goal. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you're aware that these cities, these states are run by the socialist, Marxist, leftist BLM Democrats are rapidly passing laws that will cause you to simply bow. And they're doing so by removing, ladies and gentlemen, some of the major things that we find as safety concerns for America. It's defunding police and closing the police departments, and police by the thousands across all of America are turning in their badges, they're resigning, or they're retiring simply because they will not be able to tolerate being on the street and not being able to arrest the thugs that's in the street. Their hands have been tied. Their weapons have been neutered. And as a result of that, we're watching a nation that's in peril of losing our constitutional republic. And it's as a result of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat, Communist Party that's simply saying that we're going to destroy the fundamental foundation of America so that we can stand up the shadow government, which is an absolute communist form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1-minute break at the top of the hour. After the news break, come back. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue our thought today on Big Brother is Watching.
Is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.